Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the first half hour of this hour, where we're going to have with us Sharon Harris of Heart and Body Extract and a new guest, somebody we haven't heard from before, named Eleanor Dawson. So we'll be talking to Eleanor in just a moment or two. Just say hello to Sharon. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Is everything going well with the Heart and Body Extract?
Oh, yes. We're busy, so things are going great.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Eleanor and just see what we can find out. Hi, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, now, we haven't talked to you before, have we?
No.
All right. Well, why don't you tell us how you got to be invited to come on to our program tonight? Have you been taking Heart and Body Extract?
Yes, I have.
Tell us a little bit about it. How has it helped you, or has it helped
you? Well, I had gone to the doctor, you know, a couple months ago, and he diagnosed that I had high blood pressure. And I've always taken, you know, vitamins and herbs, you know, for my health anyway. And so when he suggested that I take medication, I told him no. I said I will not take medication, but I will look into a holistic approach, you know.
Well, so, how high was your blood pressure?
It was like, well, it was high for me because I always used to run low. It was 156 over 78.
Can I ask how old you are?
I'm 72.
All right, fine. So basically, that's not that high for somebody who's 72.
But
I know when I was 72 and my blood pressure was about 165, they wanted to put me on high blood pressure medicine, too. And I practiced medicine for a long time, and always used to be that it was 100-plus your age. But anyway, your blood pressure was up. They wanted to put you on some high blood pressure medicine, and what happened?
And I refused.
Okay.
I told him, I said that I do not take any medications, and I intend not to ever take medications, because I just believe in going the holistic, you know, route. So anyway, when I came home, I went right to the website and went to the web, and I found Heart and Body Extract, the one that really impressed me the most. And I said, well, this has got to be the product that I should take. And when I read, you know, the whole story behind it, I was very, very impressed, and I knew I had found the right thing. So I started, I ordered the product, and I started and I began to take it, and just within within a month or less, I could tell the biggest difference in the way I felt, you know. So when I had my next doctor's appointment, he asked me how I was feeling and all that, and I told him, and he asked me was I taking the medication. I said no. And I told him about Heart and Body Extract. So he was very impressed with my reading. So now my blood pressure is now 120 over 70.
Oh, boy.
And I am thrilled to death.
All right, fine. Well, that was Eleanor's testimony, about Heart and Body Extract. And anyway, we're going to be back here in just a moment to talk to Sharon. And if any of you have questions, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Sharon, I suppose you hear similar stories all the time, don't you?
Yes, indeed. In fact, I was one of those stories myself. I had blood pressure of 160 over 110.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
You better keep right on doing what you're doing then. And wasn't then the least bit angry that she wasn't taking the expensive and potentially dangerous high blood pressure medication, because so many of the medications we have in the armamentarium today are potentially dangerous. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Sharon about Heart and Body Extract or any of the other products, they have a whole line of herbal products, which I really wasn't even too aware of until about a month ago. And my wife just showed me the list of all the various products you carry in addition to Heart and Body Extract. What are some of the other products, Sharon?
Well, we have quite the list of different formulas. Bone and joint extract is one to support healthy bones and joints. We have cell cleanse extract, which would be the equivalent of the SDAC formula, which has been around for many, many years to help support a very healthy immune system. We have detoxifier extract, which is a great detoxifier. We have female balance extract, which helps balance female hormones. We have Gentleman extract, which will help support a healthy prostate gland. We have immune compound, which supports a healthy immune system. HIJKL, liver support compound, which will support a healthy liver. Kidney bladder extract, which helps with healthy support of the kidney and bladder. Foundation tonic is another one. That's one for helping with foundational vitamins and minerals that we need every day. Stress extract, which will help with management of stress. Pain extract, which helps with pain management. Male virility extract, which helps with male hormone balance. There's 19 different formulas in total.
Okay, fine. Well, why don't you get your telephone number out there in case people would like to get in touch with you and your website. Now, this is for heart and body extracts, and certainly this is the main product, but they have all these others. How can people get in touch with you if they'd like to?
Sure. Okay, the phone number to call is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. To see all of the formulas that we have, you would go to healthyheartsclub.net, healthyheartsclub.net. And the main website, I think probably the one that Eleanor saw was heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com. That's a very good one, that website.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question, a comment, why the numbers 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We were going first to have a freeze-dry guy who has the freeze-dry food on the last half hour, but he's not going to be able to be with us. So we'll do open lines after the half hour. But in the meantime, we're just going to be talking with Sharon about the products that she's offering. And Eleanor, is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners about your experience and with the heart and body extract or your experience since that time? Other benefit that you've had other than your flexion blood pressures come down, which of course is a major event anyway, but go ahead.
I have increased energy, because when I had the high blood pressure, I didn't have much, my energy was very low. So I'm just grateful for the energy that I have, and I just want to do a lot of things that I never could do before.
Well, you certainly don't sound like you're in your 70s. You really sound ever so much younger. I was rather surprised when you said what your age was, but it's sort of hard to see over the telephone. But
well,
we sort of imagine what people are going to look like just by their voices.
But I do get compliments on they're surprised that I am 72 years old, But I just give it a lot of credit to eating healthy. I try to eat as most organic foods I can. I refuse to eat anything that is not organic. Let's put it that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's so many things. For instance, all of the ready prepared food, so many of them are going to have aspartame in it. The government knows that is a poisonous. It breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol. Why would they allow that into the food chain? Well, because Betty Martini, who is a friend of ours, is certainly going to be a speaker at our next conference, pointed out she was actually told by a high-ranking FDA official, it was all about population control, just to quit worrying about it. And yet they're giving this to our children. They're putting in our chewing gum, the aspartame, and it is in all the prepared food. That is why I'm sure that people really should be eating primarily the food that is not ready prepared. I mean, get your raw food, get your vegetables, and certainly if you're going to be eating whatever you're eating, it should be something you prepare rather than something that's ready prepared, because if it's ready prepared, they'll put MSG or aspartame in it. They're both taste enhancers, and they're both deadly poisons. And it would not be such a bad thing, except they know exactly what they're doing. And anybody who has any questions, simply go up on the internet and look up aspartame or NutraSweet, and they put it in the diet drinks, and they put it in the children's food, and they put it in the children's chewing gum, and they put it in the children's medication. Because they really do want to harm the children. That's what's so difficult to believe.
That's terrible.
It really is. Well, Sharon, certainly You've been at this, how long have you been putting out the...
10 years.
10 years now.
Yep, 10 years, and the time has flown.
And of course, basically, you have customers all over the world, don't you?
Yes, we do. With the power of the internet, we do have customers all over the world. Nigeria, Ireland, Sweden, UK, lots of clients in the UK, lots of clients in Australia, New Zealand, lots of them there. Canada, of course, that's where we are. United States would be most of our clients. But, yeah, we do have representation all over the world. So that's the power of the internet. Imagine they can hear Dr. Stan's radio in Australia and then go onto the website and, oh, I think I want to order this, and then we dispatch it.
Well,
amazing.
It really is, because we know we have listeners all over the world, and certainly it's really appreciate we hear from them on a regular basis. And but I'm certainly glad that they're using your product and that that it is helping them. Do most of the people, once they get started, stay on it for more or less indefinitely?
Lots of people do. When they realize, you know, how beneficial it is, they do stay on it. We recommend that people go their doses, like let's say a person weighs 150 pounds, for example. They would take 15 drops three times a day. Suggest taking that for the first year, and then after that, a maintenance dosage should be sufficient to maintain the results. Although it varies from person to person. Some persons, if they've had quite the horrific type of health history, like if they had bypass surgeries, and they had stent surgeries, and they had all sorts of operations and stuff, they may want to be on a, you know, three-time-a-day regimen. Those folks, yeah.
What is it? Just briefly tell us, what is in this? Because it's not just one herb. It's actually, what is it, nine?
It's 10 herbs.
10 herbs, okay.
Yes, it's an excellent herbal formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It has in it garlic. Garlic promotes a healthy immune system. It's a very powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants help the body to fight against free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next in the formula is hawthorn berries and hawthorn leaves. It will restore and stimulate the heart and the arterial circulation. It regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. This particular herb has been around for over 3,000 years. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs. Incidentally, we have a lot of people that say that their lung function is much improved on the formula. So that's kind of a surprising benefit. It's amazing. It can really help the lung function. It supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is motherwort, which is a circulatory stimulant, and it's a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry, very excellent for the eyes. It'll dilate the blood vessels, promotes a healthy immune system. Next is butcher's broom, which maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Next is mistletoe, promotes a healthy immune system, has a calming effect on the body, supports a healthy blood pressure already in the normal range. Next is kelp, used mainly for iodine and the effect on the thyroid. Next is ginger, supports liver function, it's nervine, and it stimulates circulation, especially in the legs and the arms. And then finally, cayenne pepper, which equalizes blood flow in the body, enhances the effect of all the herbs, and stimulates the body and the organs properly so that they can cleanse and begin to function optimally.
Well, you know, I think God put all of these various herbs here, and they're here for a specific purpose. I don't think anything is here for just by chance.
That's right.
They all have a purpose, whatever. Even the weeds in your garden are there for a purpose. I don't never quite figured out why, but I'm sure they are. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we'll be doing open lines for the last half of the program. But if you have a question for Sharon or for Eleanor, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Well, Eleanor, certainly I appreciate you coming on and telling us your experience. And how long ago was it that you were diagnosed with high blood pressure? How long have you been taking the Heart and Body?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Share the good news with total strangers, just calling him, but emailing him and asking about the product. I mean, that was good of him.
Well, if you have a question, would like to talk to Sharon, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8095. Now, Sharon, I want you to go ahead and get your telephone number out again and your website so people can get in touch with you.
Sure. Okay. The phone number is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305. 5305. And then the website is heartandbody.com. Heartandbody.com.
And the website for all of your other products.
Healthy Hearts, with a plural, club.net. HealthyHeartsClub.net.
Okay. Well, Eleanor, is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners before we let you go?
I'm just perfectly, you know, I'm just so satisfied, and I know I have the right product, and it's been great for me. And I just suggest, you know, anyone that's having a problem with their blood pressure that they should try it and see how it works for them. Because it really works for me.
All right. Sharon, do you have any thoughts before we let you go?
I think Eleanor said it very well. Give it a try. See how it works for you. We do guarantee the product will work for you or your money back. So people really have nothing to lose to try it.
All right. Fine. That's a pretty good offer. God
it
bless
is.
You both. We'll look forward to talking to you next month, Sharon.
Thanks so much.
Good night.
Thank
God
you.
Bless. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Sharon does help Radio Liberty, but we think we take the product ourselves, both my wife and my son, and because you ordinarily just take it and put it, they use the dropper. I put everything in a spoon and put it under my tongue, but you just leave it in your mouth and try to absorb it sublingually. Well, we're going to do open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you've got something you would like to talk about, why give us a call. But basically, it was really very, very interesting. President Ahmadinejad of Iran, of course, got up, gave his talk at the United Nations. And, of course, when he was up there, he mentioned that the attack on the World Trade Center was a government operation, the United States government operation, to justify the war on Iraq and Iran and certainly the attack on Afghanistan. Whereupon the American delegation got up and walked out. And basically, of course, I want to suggest this is all theater. President Ahmadinejad, he looks like he came from Central Casting. He wears this little jacket, you know, and he's got the beard, and he says a lot of things that certainly are ridiculous. He hates Israel. He wants to just destroy Israel, wipe it off the face of the map, and obviously then he's playing the part of the bad guy. And of course, it's my contention, although I say it somewhat with tongue in cheek, that he came from Central Casting. He is playing a part, and our government officials are playing a part. And after all, if President Obama says that, President Ahmadinejad says that what happened on September 11th was a government operation, and he's a bad guy, then anybody who agrees with that position has to be a bad guy as well. And you certainly wouldn't want to agree with President Ahmadinejad, who wants to destroy Israel, who gets up and publicly states that the attack on the World Trade Center was a government operation. But the question is, how could they have certainly had attack the Pentagon, fly a great big plane into the Pentagon, but the government won't release the videos. They have obviously dozens of video pictures of the Pentagon's most carefully guarded building in the whole world. Oh, there are really probably dozens of video cameras trained on the area where the plane came in, but the government won't release those. And then there's no records there. And the woman who actually came out through the hole in the side of the building, who's been interviewed by Jesse Ventura, she's been threatened. She's been told that she saw records, and she said, I haven't seen any records. You can see the YouTube interview with Jesse Ventura. They've threatened her life. She lives in constant fear. Why does she live in constant fear? Why? Because she didn't see any records. How could you crash a major plane into the Pentagon and not leave any records there or at Shanksville? Lots of strange things. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
The This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I'd just like to ask a question, if anybody out there in the listening audience can tell me what happened on April 19th, why that is such an incredibly important date, April 19th. If you know the answer, why give us a call. But basically, of course, we were talking about what happened on September 11th, 2001, when, of course, there was the attack on the Twin Towers. But the building number 7 came down at 5:20 that evening, and it wasn't hit by any planes. There were fires in the building. Were very, very mild. And there's a great new U2 video out there. You really need to see it. You can actually see it by just going up on the Internet and typing in YouTube, Ed Asner, Building Number 7. YouTube, Ed Asner, Building Number 7. And basically, Ed Asner, who is a dedicated liberal, and of course a lot of conservatives don't like him because he's a liberal. Well, certainly sometimes liberals may very well be able to see things better than conservatives. We all have our preconceived notions. That's who we are. And those ideas have been programmed into us by the people who control the media. And basically, I would simply point out that if you watch this Ed Asner video on Building 7 come down, and they'll take a screen, they'll split it on one side, they'll show you a controlled demolition of a building, and on the other side, they'll show you Building 7 come down. And they show you controlled demolition after controlled demolition after controlled demolition. And then they'll show you Building 7 coming down a time and time again. And pretty soon you begin to realize that Building 7 was a controlled demolition. And if Building 7 is a controlled demolition, why, of course, then it means they've lied to us. And if they lied to us about Building 7, they lied about the Twin Towers, and the murderers of those almost 3,000 Americans are still on the loose, and there is no statute of limitation on that. And, of course, the thing is that the attack on the Twin Towers is what it was used to justify the attack on Afghanistan. We've been fighting in Afghanistan for 10 years, justified by what happened to those Twin Towers, but is it possible we haven't been told the truth? We've been told, of course, that the collapse was sort of a pancake collapse, and the weight of the tops of the buildings basically was what drove the rest of the buildings down. But get hold of pictures of the Twin Towers coming down. What happens to the tops of the buildings? The tops of the buildings, which was supposedly the superincumbent weight, disappear. In fact, on the South Tower was tilting about 23, 24 degrees to one side, and you would have thought that it would have fallen off, but instead of falling off, it just vaporizes. Why would the top of those buildings vaporize? Watch the towers come down. And of course, if you watch them very carefully, you'll see the explosions at lower levels. Gee, how would Osama bin Laden have done that? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got Steve calling from Cincinnati. I asked, what is the significance of April the 19th? Hi, Steve. How are we doing?
I'm good. Hey, that was the date of the Oklahoma City bombing, 1995.
Right. It was the date of the Oklahoma. Anything else happened that date? No, that was the date. That was the date of the FBI attack on Waco. That was the date that they went in and they killed the Davidians. They killed little children. How could I say that? Well, very simply, first of all, because there's a film we carry. It's called A New Revelation, Waco, A New Revelation, where they actually interview several members of the Special Forces teams, Special Forces military teams, who tell about the Special Forces team that was sent in to kill the Branch Davidians. And I personally talked to the mother of Clive Doyle, who leads the Davidians today. She's probably long since dead, but she told me that the day of the attack and the day afterwards, why, she was in a trailer with a woman who received a call from somebody who said, "I've been watching what's going on there at the compound. I'm behind. I can see what's going on behind. Nobody else can. I'm watching with a telescope. They marched the Davidians out. They lined them up. And then they shot them in the back of the head and dragged their bodies back inside. I will never tell anybody else." And I actually recorded that, and I sent it to Congressman Barr during the hearings. I never got anything back from him. But I recorded that story as this woman told it to me. And I believe that they sent special forces in. That was the 19th of April. It was also the 19th of April, 1775. When, of course, the shot was heard that was fired, that was heard around the world as the Redcoats marched on Lexington, and that was at Concord where the shot was fired. And it's interesting how they use these dates over and over again. But that was the significance, but you're absolutely right. It was April 19th, first of all, the attack on the Waco compound by the FBI. Exactly 2 years later, the attack, certainly, on the Murrah building by Timothy McVeigh, who told his sister, and the recording the book called OK Bomb, who told his sister, McVeigh said he was working for a special forces unit involved in illegal activity. He told that to a gentleman who was in prison with him in Colorado, named David Hammer. He wrote a book, The Secret Worth Dying For. He told the same story to Terry Nichols. Isn't it interesting? that that has never been told by the media about this special forces team involved with illegal activity. Anything else you want to say, Steve?
Yeah, real quick. There was also a book, I didn't read it, but I saw it in one of Alex Jones's films, where there was a book published in 1993 about an attack on a government building, and the perpetrator's name was Tom McVeigh.
Isn't
that
interesting?
And the book was dedicated to the Knights of the Secret Circle.
Isn't that
interesting? Called the Final Jihad.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, there's just no question. The evidence is out there. All you need to do is watch Building 7 come down. I think this new DVD with, I should say YouTube with Ed Asner, and you can see it by just typing in YouTube, Ed Asner, Building Number 7. You watch that a couple of times. You'll be convinced that they brought Building 7 down as a controlled demolition. If they did that, everything is a lie.
Yeah, I know exactly what they did and why they did it.
And the murderers are still out there.
Find out, too, more and more.
Right. Well, I hope we find out before it's too late, before they plunge us into a war with the Muslim world, because that's their next plan. That's why we're toppling all of those Muslim countries over there and turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which has been financed by British intelligence and American intelligence going back to 1928, and that's covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. The devil's game, and it is the devil's game, ladies and gentlemen. This is a devilish game, and there are going to be millions, hundreds of millions of lives lost because of it if the American people don't wake up. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that's pretty much it. Just keep up the good work, Dr. Stan.
God bless, and thanks so much for calling.
Sure,
okay,
you.
Fine. Well, let's go. We've got a couple of callers on the line here. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'd love to hear from you and get your thoughts. Let's go to Jack calling from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, I want to thank you for identifying that video, Waco, New Revelation, because I remember seeing Waco, the Rules of Engagement. And it used to be available for rent at, I think it was Blockbuster, and then several years ago, they no longer had it.
Well, we still have them. We're not available for rent to us, but they certainly, we do carry Waco, the New Revelation.
Great.
I think we have both of them still. But we don't
Great.
Sell very many of them, but it's important to have them. Anything else you'd like to ask before we let you go?
Isn't it a fact that the forward-looking infrared inventor was interviewed, as well as I think it was Paul Craig Roberts, who said that there were two sniper nests that were murdering the Davidians who were attempting to flee the CS gas inferno, and only to be executed on the way out, but the forward-looking infrared apparently proves what I just said. There were snipers there that were, because they didn't want any evidence, and then they destroyed the whole compound, whatever it was.
Well, that is all covered in the DVD, the Waco A New Revelation, which we do actually carry, and if anybody would like to get it, it's well worthwhile hearing these people from Special Forces talking
yeah.
about the special forces that they sent in. And their job,
yeah.
of course, was to, they kill the little children, and they killed the Davidians, and they shot them in the back of the head. And of course, the FBI agent who investigated this said, this should have a murder investigation, and of course, they immediately got rid of him. They cannot let the American people know that they killed those women and children. You have to be incredibly cruel and heartless and indifferent
yep.
to human suffering. And yet, where is the outcry? Hey, we got to go, Jack, but thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Roman, who's calling from Ohio. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, if you really would like to get the information, the two DVDs, one is Waco, A New Revelation, and the other, of course, is Waco, rules of engagement that were both very, very well done. Well, hi, Roman. Did you have a question or comment?
Yes. Good evening, Dr. Monteith. Yeah, okay. Getting back to April 19th, every date you said is in the book I have in my hands right now. But I could add a few more for April 19th.
All right, you go ahead, right ahead. Because they love to use these recurrent dates. They know exactly what they're doing. And these things go back. These things have long-term planning. I mean, many times they will go back hundreds of years. But go ahead, Roman. What are some of the other significant things that happened on April 19th?
April 19th, 1775. Lexington burned, marking the start of the American Revolutionary War.
The shot second, heard around the world, right.
Second example, April 19th, 1943, Warsaw burned as Nazi troops turned flamethrowers on apartment buildings and gunned down Jews as they poured from doorways. Item three, this is what you already said, April 19th, 1992, the feds attempted to raid Randy Weaver. April 19, 1993, the Branch Davidians burned. April 19, 1995, Richard Snell will be executed unless we act now. I'm not sure if I know who Richard Snell is, but that's the end of the example. The book I'm reading here is Apocalypse in Oklahoma, Waco and Ruby Ridge Revenged. It's written by Mark S. Hamm. So, yeah, those dates, there's something about repeating these dates over and over again. I didn't invent it, but someone else did, you know. Are you there?
Yes, but they do this sort of thing. They know exactly what they're doing.
Exactly.
And they're into astrology, and they're into all sorts of occult practices. There really is an occult conspiracy out there.
Right, and I can tell you something else. On July 4th, you know, it's one of our great days in our calendar of our founding of our country. But July 4th, going back to the French and Indian Wars, is also the date that George Washington lost an important battle or a fort to the French during the French and Indian Wars. July 4th.
Okay, fine. Well, thanks.
Thank you. God bless you, lads.
And you
okay,
too.
Bye.
Bye. And let's go right now to who's calling now?
Billy Ebert.
Okay, Billy. Good to have you with us. Did you have a question or comment?
Oh, I had a comment. Yeah, I always believe what you said about the Twin Towers. You know, I've watched them videos time and time again, and how it looks like a controlled demolition. I think those buildings were built with fail safes, that if they ever had to bring them down, that the dynamite was already built in. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I really don't think so. I think that basically we know if there was some sort of an explosive there that would melt steel. Dynamite isn't going to melt steel. But basically we know that there were pools of molten steel in the basement there. And, you know, ordinarily if you have molten steel, you know, you turn the heat off, why, it just stops burning and it begins to solidify. And yet that was there for weeks afterward, molten steel. So there was something there. And I think that they have found certainly samples of a very sophisticated type of thermite there. And if you look at the pictures of the wreckage, you'll notice that they have all these steel girders and they're all cut just about 30 feet, about 30 feet long. How could they get all these steel girders cut at 30 feet if this simply collapsed in a pancake form?
Yes.
Something had cut across those at every level. In fact, what's really so interesting is there were several firemen, and they were on the third or fourth floor. They were trying to get out. And there's this story is that there was a woman on the stairs, and they stopped to help her. And so they stayed on that floor, and all the other floors collapsed, both above them and below them. And their place where they were on the third or fourth floor didn't collapse. Obviously, the explosives didn't go off at that level. They all survived. There were about three or four firemen that survived because of this one woman. But the question is, why didn't that floor collapse? It's because the explosives didn't go off there.
Yeah.
At least in my estimation.
And my other statement is about Flight 93.
You're right.
When that first happened, when it all happened that day, you had that farmer in Shanksville talking about he seen something behind the plane.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, you never heard anything about that again. You never saw him on TV again. You can't tell me that plane wasn't shot down.
Well, of course it was shot down. I mean, you can't crash the plane into the ground nose first and not leave any records. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Look at the pictures of Shanksville. There's no records there. Look at the pictures of Shanksville. There's no records. Tell me how you can crash a plane and have the debris over an 8-mile radius, but none where the plane crashed. And I'll believe anything you tell me after that. We'll be,
but hey, Hold that thought.
Go right ahead, Billy.
Another thing, though, is, I mean, can you really blame them? I mean, they knew that, you know, they were going to wreck the plane.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that, thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Unintentionally, the other side does this. This is what they did with the assassination of John Kennedy. Something we know that recently, of course, Jackie Kennedy, they released the tape she made just a few months after her husband had been killed, tape interviews she made with Arthur Schlesinger Jr., where she said she felt that certainly the LBJ, the vice president of the United States who became president, was suddenly involved with the murder of her husband. Now, I have no question at all that this was an inside job. It was covered up by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, but they put out all sorts of explanations. Well, the people who called him, who killed him, were the Fidel Castro. It was the mafia. It was the oil men. It was the CIA. It was the military because they wanted to go to war. It was the communists. The communists didn't like him. They put out all of these stories with rational explanations to confuse you. They're playing games with your mind. And somebody once said, this is like following rabbit trails. And you get started following rabbit trails, looking for the rabbit. You find the trails, but you never find the rabbit. But you get so engrossed in finding the rabbit trails that you follow the rabbit trails that you forget that the real object is to get the rabbit, not to follow all these trails because they don't lead any place. And they're doing that with what happened on September 11th. They do this with so many things that are taking place today. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and we do hope that if you are in a position to help us, you will. We do have a few advertisers. Sharon, who was with us earlier, does help us, and we have three or four other advertisers. But we need them to maintain our system of almost 65 outlets every single week, and we do appreciate that. But we primarily rely upon our listening audience. Joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. We are not tax deductible, although if you have a product you'd like to, of course, advertise, that would be a deductible issue. But we want to be able to tell you the truth, and if we were a tax-deductible 501c3, we couldn't tell you the truth, which is why so many organizations out there that are tax-deductible don't dare tell you the truth. Now, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to get my talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, and the syllabuses that go with them. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You call that number. If you want to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, that's 1-800-544-8927. You'll certainly want to go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And you can listen to our radio programs, read our newsletters, watch our DVDs, and they're all free. We, of course, want to remind you we're having our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 23rd of October, and certainly I'm afraid that the block of rooms we had reserved now is no longer available, but there are lots of other accommodations available close at hand. So if you're going to come, we have to have reservations. It looks like we're going to have a good turnout. We're bringing in great speakers from across America. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we hope that, Chris, you'll be coming, Sydney, because I think you'll really enjoy it. We put this on once a year. We're serving lunch, so we have to know whether you're coming, and then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, William Grigg. William, how are you doing tonight?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing very well. Thank you so much for having me on your program. It's always an honor, a privilege, and a blessing.
Well, tell us what are we going to be talking about tonight, because there's so many things going on, whether it be the vote today on the Palestinian statehood, whether it be what's happening economically, certainly whether it be what's going on in the Middle East, whether it be the contraction of the economy in China, or the contraction of the economy over in Europe. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
I think we need to talk about what's happened in Uganda, or rather what has been revealed in the last couple of days with respect to what's going on in Uganda, which is a country that hasn't gotten a whole lot of attention here in the United States, at least since Idi Amin was driven from that country into Saudi Arabia a number of years ago. Uganda is a very poor country, and it's been mismanaged, as have just about all the other countries in Africa for the most part of that continent's post-colonial history. Not to say that colonialism was a good thing, it's just that things have gotten worse as they have been made wards of the United Nations system. And what's happened in Uganda was described in a New York Times piece a couple of days ago in some detail, working off of a report filed by Oxfam, which is a British non-governmental organization or NGO that, ironically enough, is part of the UN-governed system of non-governmental organizations. What Oxfam has reported is that tens of thousands of farmers, poor people, peasants, as we would describe them here, have been driven off their land by a very highly connected British corporation called the New Forest Company, which is working with investment capital that has been provided from the World Bank through what's called a private investment arm of the World Bank. The World Bank, of course, was created before the actual United Nations organization was founded. It was one of the two banking institutions created the year before the UN's founding ceremonies in San Francisco. And the Hong Kong and Shanghai banking corporations are involved in funding this New Forest Company. What they're doing is they're buying up land and driving the farmers out at gunpoint and then planting forests for the supposed purpose of carbon sequestration. That's an expression that you find in the peripheral documents of the Kyoto Accords on global warming, as it's described. Global warming, of course, is a consummate fraud. The United States has been maneuvered into accepting in principle many elements of the so-called Kyoto framework. We've not seen the United States fully embrace it. The Kyoto framework is a framework for the regulation of the entire biosphere and the management of what are called greenhouse gases, or the gases involved in what is called climate change. The climate does change. The climate mutates and is altered throughout the course of human history. We're coming to the end of what had been an unusual period of relatively cool temperatures globally. But the point is that if you take a look at the existing record, it's pretty clear that there were warmer temperatures the better part of a millennium ago when they had viniculture in the northern latitudes of North America. But we're told that what is called anthropogenic global warming is bringing about catastrophic changes in weather. This is something which is being driven for the purpose of global control. And there are people who profit off this. And in doing so, they drive poor people off their land. And what's going on in Uganda is probably a foreshadowing of America's future.
Well, let's just point out the fact that the reason that they call Greenland is because for one time, 1,000 years ago, it was green and lush, and they used to grow grapes there.
Yep.
And then we went into a period of global cooling, and that continued till about the 600s and 1600s, 1650, and then it began to gradually begin to warm again. We go through cycles, and of course they know that. They just don't want the public to know. Go right ahead, William.
That's exactly right. There are climate cycles in recorded human history that have nothing to do with man's interaction with the atmosphere. And, of course, the largest single influence on measurable human climate is the sun. And there's a certain solar variability that has a measurable impact on climate. And this is something that is kept out of a lot of the computer models. The really interesting thing about the computer models, apart from the disclosures we've seen over the last few years, which demonstrate beyond peradventure that there was deliberate ideologically inspired fraud being committed by people attached to the United Nations in terms of trying to massage the data in order to validate the politically desirable conclusions, the computer models don't even accurately predict the past. And so if they can't accurately predict the past, obviously they're no use at all in foretelling the future. And there's something beyond malignant pathological narcissism involved on the part of people who profess the ability to foretell in detail, whether you're talking about crudely attuned detail or minute detail, what the weather is going to be like next week or next month, let alone decades into the future. And they keep pushing the goalposts back to the indefinite middle distance of the future so as to convince us that at some point their predictions are going to be validated. But we have to act on the precautionary assumption that it's better to take risks now and make investments now that involve huge dislocations in our standard of living rather than face the difficult to define but certain to be horrible future that would ensue if we don't act on their recommendations. In other words, we're supposed to live right now as if their predictions have come true in the future. And this reminds me a little bit of what an apologist for the Soviet founding father Leon Trotsky once said. Leon Trotsky, of course, was a Marxist-Leninist. He was somebody who believed in the permanent revolution and totalitarian management of human society. And in the 1960s, I believe, George F. Will, who's now a syndicated columnist, Pulitzer Prize-winning commentator, was attending a class in Oxford that was taught by a Marxist who was a disciple of Leon Trotsky. He actually said that proof of Leon Trotsky's farsightedness is found in the fact that none of his predictions have come true yet. In other words, he was saying not that Trotsky got it wrong, but that rather he was simply so much farther sighted than the rest of us that they have not yet come true, and it's that's a validation of his prophetic and oracular status, not an impeachment of his usefulness as a prognosticator. We got the same kind of thing going on with global warming or climate change, which, of course, is a suitably vague expression. Anything that happens is considered to be validation of the theory. If you have an unusually cold winter, that supposedly proves that global warming is upon us. If you have an illusion...
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with William Craig. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is just talking about, of course, this whole idea of global warming, and of course, Al Gore has declared that it is uncontestable. I mean, certainly, it's incontrovertible that fossil fuel emissions have led to global warming, and basically that, after all, it's incontrovertible that global warming leads to global cooling, and that is why it's getting cooler now, is because we have global warming. And if you don't understand that, obviously you're an nincompoop. Everybody knows that global warming leads to global cooling, and it's all because of the fossil fuels that are in the atmosphere. But, of course, what they never point out, and which Al Gore obviously knows because we've seen these big charts he puts up there showing, of course, the temperature going up and the CO2 going up and then the temperature going up, giving you the impression that the CO2 rise causes the increase in temperature. Mm-hmm. But, of course, what Al Gore never shows you is that the CO2 rises after the temperature's gone up. Why does it do that? Well, very simply, because the largest source of CO2 in the entire world is the ocean. And it's sort of like if you have a Coca-Cola and you have a bottle of Coke and you heat it, why, what happens? Why, of course, it blows up because, of course, the CO2 comes out of a solution. This is what happens to the ocean. You heat the ocean and the CO2 comes off, and that is why the CO2 goes up when there's heating, but it follows the raise in temperature, not preceding it. Al Gore knows that, but of course he's made hundreds of millions of dollars by selling carbon credits, and this whole thing is a scam. Go right ahead, William.
Indeed, he's made a huge fortune selling carbon credits. One must wonder if he's one of the profiteers responsible for the dispossession of these Ugandan peasants. The other thing about Al Gore, of course, is that if the typical carbon footprint of a human being was corresponding to that of a white mouse, you know, in proportionate scale, then Al Gore's would be roughly the size of Sasquatch. He's among the biggest carbon hogs on the planet, as are most of the people who are involved in high-end eco-profiteering. And this is true of most of the people I used to run into when I covered UN summits in places like Cairo, Egypt. I just have reflected on this before, but it's useful, I think, to review what I experienced when I went to Cairo in 1994 for a global conference on population control. Population control, of course, was seen as the great imperative in terms of reducing mankind's impact on the atmosphere and the biosphere in general. There was actually an eco-fanatic producer for CBS News who said all of our problems with global warming would be solved if all of us held our breath for an hour. And, of course, that means that all of us would die off. All you have to do in order to save the planet is destroy the human species for whom the planet was created. That's, I believe, Isaiah chapter 41 stuff, that the earth was made to be inhabited, and we're not an eczema on the surface of suffering Mother Gaia. We're the purpose of creation. We have to use it wisely. There is, of course, a principle of stewardship and accountability involved here. We're supposed to use it. We're supposed to be husbands of the earth. In other words, we're to nurture it, take care of it, use it responsibly. That means private property rights and the respect that is accorded to mankind as the apex of creation begins with private property. That which people own outright, they take care of. That which is owned by everyone, quote-unquote, is equally neglected by all alike. That's something that Aristotle pointed out, I think, the better part of 6,000 years ago, or 4,000 years ago in any case, 2,500 thereabout, millennia ago in any case, Aristotle pointed this out. But the whole global warming mythology is unfalsifiable and self-ratifying. So if you have an unusually cool summer, that's simply part of the climate variability that accompanies these wild swings we're supposed to believe are part of the model, when the models don't take into account such things. The models don't take into account, as you pointed out, Dr. Stan, the role played by the oceans, which is the most significant factor in the environment, a non-human factor in any case. They don't take into account solar variability. A lot of the models didn't take into account the role played by clouds in altering the albedo or the reflectivity of the Earth's atmosphere. They don't take these things into account because these are all based on static analysis. And furthermore, you've got variables of the sort that we don't fully understand, and thus we cannot fully account for when people are working out the algorithms to build these computer models. And this is a splendid example of what Hayek called the fatal conceit. Now, the fatal conceit behind central planning of the economy is the idea that one person or some vanguard of exalted people have sufficient insight that they can plan an economy, they can anticipate the demands of the economy better than people would respond to market signals. The market signals are not as efficient a mechanism as suitably enlightened people who are given plenary control over an economy. Well, this is even worse than conventional Marxism because they're not only taking into account human action and trying to anticipate human demand and the necessities of managing a large economy, they're assuming that they have somehow deciphered the logic of the entire environment. And so they must be given control not only over what we do, but they're also in charge of how we interpret nature. And they want to have the central collection and interpretation of all this data. And they remove from their data sets troubling things that don't comport with the theory. And they're trying to cram the rest of us into a theory that isn't compatible with reality. What this reminds me a little bit of the legend, the ancient Greek legend of Procrustes. Probably you've talked about this, and some of your listeners might be familiar with it. Procrustes was somebody who would lie in wait for travelers, and he had a bed that he forced them to sleep on. He was a bandit, a robber who loved to shake people down and terrorize them. And what would happen is that he would take them in as guests, basically force them to come and spend the night as guests. And if they were too short for his iron bed, he would stretch them out until they would fit the bed. And if they happened to be too tall, he would cut off their legs to a sufficient length, to an adequate length, to fit on the iron bed. And so you're dealing here with basically the Procrustean bed motif as applied to environmental socialism. And, of course, that's a very familiar model for looking at socialism of any kind. Humanity and nature don't really fit comfortably into the model that people who promote the so-called biocentric worldview have created. And so because we don't fit the model and because nature doesn't fit the model, then it's not the model that has to change. The rest of us have to change, and all of creation has to change, or at least the way that we perceive it. But as we pointed out a few minutes ago, Dr. Stan, there are people who are profiting handsomely off of this, and Al Gore, I think, is paradigmatic of this. He's somebody just as wealthy as he is sanctimonious, and he's got a hand in buying up and trading these carbon credits. And people who are engaged in this kind of eco-socialist or eco-corporatist, I think is a better expression, profiteering, are responsible for what we are hearing about now in Uganda. And Uganda really is a country like much of Africa that has been sort of a canvas on which has been painted several varieties of tragedy. Idi Amin, of course, with his somewhat Marxist-flavored tribalist nationalism, caused the rivers to choke with the bloated bodies of his victims back in the 1970s. And since then, you've had wars and insurrections and tribal conflicts, and now you have these people falling prey to the panjandrums of international capital. And by capital, I'm not referring to private enterprise. I'm not referring to people who are genuine free market capitalists. I'm talking about the banking elite, the people who control the levers of political power, and who profit not because they create a good or a service that the market demands, but rather they enter into an entente with the people who exercise political power, and there's a mutually beneficial cartel that's created at the expense of property owners. Once again, in the created order, a man was given dominion over the earth on the basis of property rights and on the basis of improving what we were given. I mean, that's the parable of talents. In other words, we're given a certain allotment of resources and intellect, and we can mingle our efforts and our intelligence with nature and create something that is worthwhile. And this is protected on the basis of the golden rule, reciprocal respect for property rights. That's the order of society that conduces to genuine human progress and civilization, and, of course, the protection of individual liberties. But the people who are promoting these policies, these so-called carbon credit and carbon trading profiteers for the purpose of carrying out and enforcing the terms of the Kyoto Protocol, they don't believe in property rights, at least when it comes to other people. I mean, they act on the principle what's mine is mine and what's yours is ours. In other words, it's mine presumptively because I'll own it for the both of us. That's the way socialism has always worked. Now, this New York Times story from a couple of days ago starts out as follows, quote, "I heard people being beaten, so I ran outside," said Emmanuel, I believe the name is pronounced Kikima, 33. "The houses were being burnt down. Other villagers described gun-toting soldiers and an 8-year-old child burning to death when his home was set ablaze by security officers. They said if we hesitated, they would shoot us," said William Bakishisha, I believe it's pronounced, adding that he hid in his coffee plantation, watching his house burn down, smoke and fire. According to a report released by the aid group Oxfam, parenthetically, once again, they're fairly close to the United Nations, which makes this somewhat ironic and makes this something on the order of a case of testimony against interest. According to a report released by the aid group Oxfam on Wednesday, more than 20,000 people say they were evicted from their homes here in recent years to make way for a tree plantation ran by a British forestry company, emblematic of a global scramble for arable land. Too many investments have resulted in dispossession, deception, violation of human rights, and destruction of livelihoods, Oxfam said in the report. This interest in land is not something that will pass. And by the way, it's not something that's going to be limited to places like Uganda as well. This is the sort of thing I sincerely think we're going to be seeing, at least some variation of it here in the future in the United States.
I fear that you're right, and the great, great tragedy is the average American does not understand that so much of what's going on today has to do with people of great wealth who are exploiting the situation to benefit themselves and impoverish the people both here and in Africa. Go right ahead, William.
Oxfam and its reported what happened to Uganda.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Tribe owned this land, but I mean, it isn't registered. Everybody always knew it belonged to the tribe. Well, but you see, they say, well, it's registered. You know, it hasn't been suddenly gone over. There's no actual paperwork to show that this land belongs to the people, so we're just going to take it. And all you have to do is bribe government officials. And then, of course, you justify what you're doing by the fact that you're taking the land, you're going to plant trees on the land, this is going to soak up the CO2, it's going to prevent global warming, and then, of course, you can certainly sell carbon credits to people in the developed countries so they can continue to pollute the environment because they bought the carbon credits which you've created by planting trees on land that you surreptitiously seized from the natives, not only in Uganda, this is really going all over Africa, but basically, and you do this by bribing the government officials. This is how the system works. So great European corporations are going down, seizing the land from blacks and either using it to actually grow crops or grow trees, but of course the whole slant on this one is having to do with carbon credits. Once you have the trees planted, then of course you can sell the carbon credits so that companies in first world countries can go ahead and continue polluting. Doesn't that make sense? Of course it makes sense, you know. Well, if you believe that, you believe just about anything. Go ahead.
Indeed, it's another form of corporate socialism here, and all they have to do is drive people off of land that they, their family, their tribe have lived on, in as legitimate a set of circumstances as exist in the country where there is no clearly defined ownership or title of land, on the one hand, and on the other hand, they can hit up people in relatively wealthy countries such as the United States to provide, through, once again, money extorted from us at gunpoint in the form of taxes, or what's much the same thing, money that is appropriated through inflation in order to provide the seed capital for these ventures. And, Ken, Dr. Stitt, I'm struck by the fact that of all the unlikely things, the most recent James Bond movie seemed to have something of resonance with this, because the villain in the most recent James Bond film was a fellow by the name of Dominic Green, who ran an outfit called Green Planet that was doing exactly this sort of thing. He'd move into a country working on behalf of this shadowy criminal syndicate called Quantum that seems to me sort of like the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral Commission. He'd move into these countries and use his influence with the local government under the facade of humanitarian or philanthropic concern for the environment and grab their natural resources. And in this specific instance described in the film, he was in Bolivia grabbing a huge tract of land in the middle of the desert that nobody could figure out why it was the focus of this guy's attention. The CIA thought he was looking for oil. Actually, he was grabbing the water supply from Bolivia. And it was part of the Quantum's program to gobble up and lock up the world's most valuable and coveted resource, which is not oil, it's water. We can perhaps, and we really should be able to find substitutes for oil. I don't see why, for instance, there's not more serious attention paid to fuel cell technology or to nuclear fusion, cold fusion. Gerald Celente has made some interesting remarks about the possibility of zero-point energy being the next big breakthrough. I'd be fascinated to see how that would happen. That'd be a wonderful thing, because that would be infinitely replenishable energy, perfectly clean and freely available. That would bring about a huge political revolution. But the most coveted and necessary resource in the world is water. And in this James Bond film, Maurice Green was basically doing to the Bolivians what has been done in real life to populations in Africa and Latin America and Asia by these politically connected corporate profiteers we're talking about, just like we're seeing here in Uganda, where these people are being driven off the land, and they're being driven off the land in the name of this global imperative to fight so-called climate change, as part of a program that is largely capitalized through the World Bank. In 2005, reports the New York Times, the Ugandan government granted New Forest, that's the British consortium, a 50-year license to grow pine and eucalyptus forests in three districts, and the company has applied to the United Nations to trade under this mechanism. That's the carbon trading mechanism. The company expects they could earn up to $1.8 million a year, but there was just one problem. People were living on the land where the company wanted to plant the trees. Indeed, they had been there for a while. So what happened is that working through the national government, the police and the military, they were driven off the land, 20,000 of them, scores or hundreds of them were killed, horrible things were happening. That's the United Nations eco-socialist agenda at work on the retail level.
And then we wonder why, of course, people throughout the world hate America. Exactly. And hate American corporations. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is a totally heartless thing to do, but it's very, very profitable. And all you need to do is bribe the right government officials, and of course, they're all for sale.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer.
Well, William, you go right ahead.
Dr. Stan, one aspect of this that you mentioned is the heartlessness of it. And this is something that is obvious to people on the receiving end of what's going on, and it's perhaps not nearly as obvious to those of us here in the United States who are just now starting to feel the bite of this global economic collapse that has been very acute in places like Africa and the Middle East in particular, one of the driving forces that has been capitalized on by the people staging these revolutions in the Arab and world in the Middle East and Northern Africa, has been the fact that the price of grain has gone through the roof. In Egypt in particular, where they import all their grain, which is bizarre. If you know anything about the history of Nilotic agriculture, you'd understand how bizarre it is that Egypt imports wheat. And that was something that the CIA, the Agency for International Development, and the Soviet Union collaborating managed to inflict on that country was a complete dependence on the West for importing grain. When the price of wheat goes through the roof, suddenly people can't put food on their tables, and that creates a revolutionary situation. Well, guess what? Here in the United States, we're starting to feel the bite of the same thing. And since about 1994, 1995, there have been these debt-for-nature swaps that have been engaged in by the World Bank, funded by the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, that have been used to promote these types of land grabs in the name of protecting the environment. But actually, these are restructuring of sovereign debt that these countries can no longer pay. Well, what's the world's greatest debtor nation right now? What is the largest debtor nation with the most intractable debt? It's the United States. We're not producing anything right now. The world wants to buy. We're producing stuff that we're forcing the world to take in the form of debt primarily. Well, eventually, there's going to be a reckoning. And this is a country that is still hugely blessed with natural resources, farmland, forests, minerals. They've been locked up through our own environmental fanatics, our domestic environmental fanatics and improvident policies. Guess what's going to happen when a grand settlement has to happen regarding America's sovereign debt? I suspect we're going to be seeing this kind of activity happening here in the heartland of the United States, anywhere where there's something that is worthwhile in terms of energy resources, gold, mineral wealth, forests, farmland, you name it. It's probably going to be put up for grabs when the United States goes into receivership.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, is William Grigg. We're talking certainly about the tragedy that's unfolding in Africa as multinational corporations are going in, bribing government officials, driving people, certainly in Uganda, about 20,000 off of their land, and then just seizing it, certainly using it to plant trees. Certainly they're going to be using the land to grow crops because, of course, food is going to be very much of a necessity. They're going to be developing shortages of food throughout the world, and Africa has lush soil. And when properly farmed, it will produce food and tremendous profits. And all you need to do is bribe the right government officials. And who is going to protect the people? Absolutely no one. Their government, of course, financed and kept in power by America. We have all throughout Africa, we have special forces teams there to keep the dictators in power. We have some of the finest politicians in Africa that money could buy. And Chris William is going into the background of sort of this tremendous exploitation of the tragic people living in Africa, being driven off their land, their homes being burnt, and suddenly now, before they were simply poor farmers, and now they're just poor with nothing and nothing to farm, the land gone, seized by American corporations. It's happening in Uganda, but it's happening all across Africa. And where is the outcry from our liberals? Well, they're financed by the same corporations, and of course they outcry when they're supposed to outcry, and they don't mention these issues, of course, when the people who are funding the liberal organizations don't want them mentioned. Well, this is the time, Chris, I want William to tell you how you can get hold of his blog, get hold of his material, and, of course, how you can get to his PayPal button, because it helps him to continue writing, and, of course, William does write our newsletter. How are you coming with the next newsletter, William?
It's coming along. I've had a couple of things that have sort of pushed it to the side this week, but you should be getting it this weekend, Dr.
All right, very good. You go right ahead. Let's go ahead into the tell people how they can get to your website, to your material.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My website or blog is called Pro Libertate. It can be found at freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. For those who have access to the Internet and are familiar with search engines such as Google, it's a very efficient way to find my blog. If they simply type in Pro Libertate, P-R-O-L-I-D-E-R-T-A-T-E, I'd be willing to bet that would be the first return, my blog, Pro Libertate, if they use that as the search term. they included my last name, Grigg, I'm certain that the first return would be my blog, or at least one of the first several returns. Freedominourtime.blogspot.com, or just go and Google Pro Libertate and Grigg, or just William Norman Grigg, William N. Grigg, some variant of that would be sufficient to find my blog. I try to update it a couple of times a week, and usually I write an essay about 2,000 words in length. The current essay, which has been up for several days, is a really fascinating story I'll describe briefly here about what happened in the little town of Sagra in Russia. It's a town of only a few hundred people. It's a village, really, at the foot of the Ural Mountains. And last July, the entire population of that town beat back an armed assault by something between 30 and 60 thugs, hired thugs, in the pay of a member of Russia's, one of Russia's politically protected mafias, who wanted to take over the town and turn it into a base of operations for his drug smuggling ring. What happened is that for a number of months, the villagers in Sagra had been complaining to the police in nearby Ekaterinburg about the fact that this guy had shown up with a gang of criminals that he had collected from Ekaterinburg and some of the other larger towns. And they were simply stealing the villagers blind. The police didn't want to have anything to do with this. And so in spite of the fact that you had a small and terribly outnumbered group of people, they only had three shotguns to their credit, simply by sheer force of will and the advantage of surprise, and taking advantage as well of the fact that there was only one entrance to the village, and it was on a very narrow pass going across a bridge that was ringed by trees. At dusk, they were able to beat back this onslaught. And this became a rallying cry throughout Russia. Remember Sagra. We're all living in Sagra. It became sort of the paradigm of what's going on in Russia, where the law enforcement agencies are entirely corrupt. That's to be expected, given, of course, the provenance of law enforcement agencies out of the old Soviet system. They're working hand in mailed fist with the criminal element. The government will not protect us, and so the government cannot deny us the right to protect ourselves. That's a catchphrase that's entered the common conversation in Russia over the last several months. It's gotten to the point where the equivalent of the President pro tem, or rather the majority leader in the Senate, has actually proposed an amendment to the Russian Constitution that recognizes and protects the individual right to keep and bear arms for physical protection. And the president of Russia right now, President Medvedev, a young man who got his law degree at Leningrad University before the name of the town of the university was changed, has actually said the problem here is that we have a police force that is largely corrupt and their holdovers from the battle days of the Soviet Union. We need to reduce the police force again. So the model they're following is to reduce government law enforcement and to encourage citizens to arm themselves for their own protection. This is happening in Russia, for heaven's sake. Granted, at least some of this is cynical and opportunistic. Particularly in Russian politics, you've got people who are products of the same nomenclatura, the same power elite, who know which way the wind is blowing. They'll insert a wetted finger and they'll make a feint in that direction. There's some of that going on. The point I'm making, though, is that the population of that country seems to understand something that Americans have forgotten, which is that we as individuals are responsible for protecting ourselves, our homes, our family, and our property. That's not something that the government's responsibility. Russians seem to understand that, perhaps as a result of developing over the course of a couple of generations some of the antibodies that we don't have that can help fight collectivism. Perhaps there's some element of that population, not a majority, but hopefully a large plurality, that understands that collectivism of any kind kills. And collectivism begins with the assumption that you have to entrust the government to protect you rather than simply providing the means of validating and vindicating your rights when you defend yourself. So that's the current essay at Pro Libertate, the blog. I also write for Republic magazine. I'm getting the next issue ready, issue number 22, in collaboration, of course, with the publisher of the magazine. And probably by next week, Dr. Stan, I'll be able to tell people when that's going to come out, when that'll be available. RepublicMagazine.com is the website for Republic Magazine. I also write updates for that website a couple of times a week, articles that are written usually of a fairly substantial length, comparable to some of my blog essays, quite frankly, that deal with various subjects. If you go to the current issue of Republic Magazine, not the current issue, but rather the current installment of the website, republicmagazine.com. Among the articles that we have in the update section here are Municipal Marxism, Communism is Alive and Well at City Hall. And it talks about the fact that in a number of cities across the country, including the city of San Juan Capistrano there in California, you've got a situation where zoning ordinances and land use controls are being used to deny, among other fundamental rights, the right to freedom of worship. There's a family that has been fined, cited, and hauled before the municipal government because they're holding Bible studies in their own home in San Juan Capistrano, and it's not zoned for that. And some anonymous malcontent filed a complaint, and so it was considered to be a nuisance. That's just one of three examples of that sort of thing I cite in this article that you can find at republicmagazine.com. Once again, republicmagazine.com.
And I would comment, Republic Magazine is a very good magazine. We've been affiliated with that in the past, and I'm very pleased that you're working with them, William. And then, of course, how can people get to your blog site, get to your PayPal button?
At the bottom of every essay on freedominourtime.blogspot.com, Pro Libertate, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. At the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button that people can use if they have the means and interest in donating to help keep me and my family going. And, of course, right now we're dealing with what is a deepening and increasingly direful depression. We're not in a recession. This is depression. And things have gotten very bad. And, of course, that means that people like myself, who depend in large measure on donations to sustain ourselves, are finding things a little bit thin and the air is getting a little bit difficult to breathe. You know, we're at a point where things are a little bit scary, but I am so grateful for all the help we've received and people who have been interested in sustaining my efforts. And among that number of people, of course, are many of your listeners, and I'm grateful to you and to them for all the help we've received. It's been a real blessing, and I certainly hope that people continue to be generous in helping to keep Pro Libertate online. And I've always considered this to be one of the major blessings of my experience as a journalist is that there are so many people who have been willing to help. And God bless them for it, and God bless you, Dr. Stan, for inducing me to put that PayPal button on my website because I was just inclined to do so.
I know. Well, I had to just keep nagging at Bill, at William week after week to get him to install the PayPal button. He didn't want to install it, and I just kept insisting. Well, I would call him every week, have you got that PayPal button up? And I'm just so glad that you finally did it because, of course, we want to keep you there. We think the information, your appraisal is excellent. Well, let's get back to what's going on in Uganda, what's going on in Africa as they dispossess these people and these multinational corporations driving people off their land. And where's the United Nations? Where's the outcry from our liberals? It's muted in their silence. Go ahead.
The United Nations, to answer your question, is right in the middle of it. They're the chief facilitator of it, and institutionally they're profiting from it. And that underscores, italicizes, and vivifies something about the United Nations that most people don't fully appreciate. When I've been to United Nations conferences, I've covered about a dozen of them, conferences and summits, including a couple at UN headquarters and in far-flung places like Cairo and Copenhagen, and a number of them here in the United States. I mean, three or four of the UN conferences I've covered have been in places like Salt Lake City, Utah, and Louisville, Kentucky. I mean, these are not considered to be nodes in any map of influence, but the United Nations system is really woven into the warp and weave of our daily life in ways that people don't understand. But when I've been to these conferences, the idealistic left, people like Oxfam, people gravitate to groups of that sort because they have an interest in humanitarian outreach to people. I do not in any way minimize or caricature or berate these people for the sincerity of their desire to help people who are hungry and suffering. I mean, they're acting out of good motives and often out of sincere religious convictions, and I applaud that. I commend that. I mean, that's a wonderful thing. The problem is that they misunderstand the nature of the mechanism they're dealing with. When I run into people of that sort at the NGO or non-governmental organization section of these UN conferences, they would all walk around with this sense of hurt, puzzled frustration over the fact that their concerns were never fully listened to and they were treated with something akin to condescending scorn. Whereas the people who are with the financial institutions, whether you're talking about the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, the Bretton Woods institutions, or the banks that are tributaries of that system, or better put, you know, the main framework for that system, those are the people whose concerns are always listened to and always the basis for policy. They kept trying to explain to people that's the way it was designed to work. You're being used as window dressing. You're being used as local color. You're adorning the institution. You are the cosmetics that are being used to make this awful monstrosity look fetching and beguiling and humane. And what's going to happen is that they're going to invoke your concerns, and they're going to install policies that are exactly calibrated to have the opposite result of what you're looking for. So in the name of saving the planet, you're creating a huge humanitarian catastrophe in places like Uganda. And the people to profit off it are the same economic royalists, to use the old FDR epithet, that are routinely shaken in the face of people at UN gatherings as the enemy. And the thing is, they're smart enough to use the rancor that they inspire as repellent to fuel their own ambitions. That happens every time the United Nations gets involved. It is and has always been a corporatist entity, a public-private partnership, same way that the Federal Reserve is a public-private partnership. And what's happening in Uganda with respect to these carbon swaps is just one facet of the story. And although I think that the New York Times and some of the other press I've read on what's going on in Uganda and some of the commentary about the Oxfam report, for instance, here's a piece from the Guardian of London talking about the same development, they tend to focus more on the private element of what's happening, about the multinational corporations moving in and driving people off their land for pure and disguised profit that's not in any way shielded or mitigated by a professed concern for the environment. And that's a big part of the story, too, and they're the same people who are capitalizing on what's happening here. One of the pieces in the most recent published issue of Republic magazine is called The Apocalypse Profiteers, and it talks about the fact that the same people in the upper echelons of high finance, hedge fund traders and people of that sort, who laughed scorn people like you and me, Dr. Stan, who talk about the economic collapse and the need to prepare for self-reliance, to have food storage, to have the means of being independent. These people are doing the same thing, just on a much vaster scale. And in doing so, they're basically buying up all the farmland they can get their hands on with the huge amounts of capital they acquire through hedge funds. And the hedge funds, of course, are an appendage of the same system that brought about the financial collapse. Since October of 2008, the October Revolution of 2008, as I refer to it, which was the seizure and really the final details being put on this edifice of economic fraud regimentation that began with the Federal Reserve creation in 1913, you have the Treasury Department basically become a full-fledged appendage of the investment banking industry. And since that time, we've seen this huge exercise in clearing away any kind of liability that could drag under the people in the commanding heights of the investment banking sector. What they've done is they've headed to the high ground, and they've created the institutional ramparts and fortifications to protect themselves against the deluge that's going to break very soon. Are we getting sort of the premonitory rumblings of the reciprocal wave of the tsunami? And we've seen how the water level has started to rise and people are getting caught in this undertow and dragged out to sea. Well, this is all just a foreshadowing of what's happening. These people are making an educated bet that they're able to clamber to the high ground and pull up the drawbridge behind them. And part of what they're doing is they're buying up all the farmland they possibly can with this wealth that's created through the fiat money fraud of the Federal Reserve. And that's the sort of thing as well that's happening in Uganda, and it's happening in places like Nebraska, in the Dakotas here in the United States. What's happening abroad is going to come home with a vengeance, and people have got to get ready for it.
I agree with you, and I think people need to be laying in their supplies, getting in their water supplies, water purifiers, so the health products, the medicines they're going to need. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in for a very, very difficult time. Make your preparations now. Well, William, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
It sometimes is a really dismal and regrettable.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.